when I'm in this kind of relationship, and I decide I need to obey to God, what should I do? Should I stay in that marriage? No, in order to be obedient to God, I would have to break this marriage relationship with me. There would be no sin committed in me breaking this marriage relationship. The sin would be committed if I stayed in it. And so in order to obey the gospel of Christ on this occasion, this relationship would have to be broken. Well, let me see if I can show you some other places that would emphasize that there are times that we must break a marriage relationship. In the 5th chapter of Matthew, the Lord Jesus is emphasizing to us our need to be obedient to Him above everything else in the moral world. And notice this statement beginning at verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's soul shall be buried of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Now a similar kind of passage occurs in Luke's gospel in chapter 18. If you'll turn there with me, and notice 29 and 30 there, that we have included not only the husband and wife, or rather the mother and father, and the son and daughter relationship, but also the husband-wife relationship here. He says, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of heaven's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, eternal life." And did you pick up the phrase in there that helped you see that statement? Sometimes, in order to serve God, a man might have to walk away from his relationship with his parents. He might have to walk away from his relationship with his wife. I knew a man in another city, not too far from here. He had been raised in the Lord as he grew up and became quiet and faithful. But he decided he wanted to come back to church. And as he was making the decision to be restored to the Lord, he came forward to be confess his sin and be restored on Sunday morning. And it just happened that it was the Sunday morning of a gospel meeting. And he was bound and determined he was going to be faithful to his Lord now that he was restored, and he was going to attend every night of the meeting. On Monday night he was there. His wife first fussed at him when he got home. Tuesday night he was there, and she fussed at him loud. And on Wednesday evening she said, "Now if you go to church tonight, you're not going to come back in the building. I'm going to lock you out. And you're not going to come back home." He went to church that night. He had to make a decision. Am I going to be faithful to my Lord, or am I going to be faithful to my mother? And Jesus says that if you leave your mother for the kingdom of heaven's sake, that's not a sin. There are times whenever a person has to make that kind of decision. Most of us are glad not ever to have to make that decision. But if we are required to make it, our obligation before God is to choose to serve God, even if it means we have to walk out on the marriage. Now, another thing that we notice about this, there are other conditions that could develop in a home where you might have to leave for the kingdom of heaven's sake. Suppose your mother were doing some things that were ungodly, and he or she just goes out and runs up bills on top of bills on top of bills with no intention or desire ever to repay them. And as you're over here drowning in debt, you see your obligations before God older than anything, but that you love one another, Romans 13 and verse 6. And how are you going to obey that command when your mate is living the way they're living? in order for you to be a Christian and to pay your bills like you ought to pay, you might have to break that relationship off and get that stopped. You might be living with someone who is abusive to your children. You are not given a commandment as a husband or a wife to bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If your mate is coming in and giving them booze, bringing pornography into the home, exposing your children to that, beating and slapping them around, as a parent, you've got an obligation to God to provide an environment for those children to be raised in where they can go to heaven when they die. And because of the kingdom of heaven's sake, you might have to get out of that kind of relationship. Sometimes your own health and your own life may be in danger. There are husbands that beat their wives and threaten them. And some of them so psychologically abuse the person that they're right on the verge of a mental breakdown. Some of them are even hospitalized because of the abuse that happens. God does not expect me to stay in that kind of relationship as a danger to my own soul and my own health. Is what the text. And for the kingdom of heaven serve, in order that I might live and serve my Lord, I might have to get out of such a matter of relationship. There are sometimes that the hostilities that occur between two people become so great that it's nearly impossible to live in a home in that environment. The book of Proverbs alludes to those kinds of hostilities in Proverbs the 21st chapter, where it's a wise man observe the contentions that go on in a home. And he said in verse 9, it is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop. Not being in the smallest one-room apartment that you have to share a bathroom with somebody down the hall. It would be better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman, as he said in verse 9, in a wide house. There's something to be said about inner peace. And the Lord recognizes that sometimes these conflicts get so great that you cannot have that inner peace in your home. In verse 19, he said, again, it is better than water in the woods than with a contentious and an angry woman. And there's nothing sexist about this statement. It would be just as bad if the man were the one acting ungodly and horrible. I do not believe that the scriptures mandate that a person has to be another person's doormat in order to keep a marriage together. But he, by his actions or by his words, says, you can treat me any way you could choose. Walk up and spit in my face, kick me, scratch me, do whatever you want to do, and I'm going to stay here unless you just keep doing it the rest of your life. Such a person can probably do more to destroy his marriage by letting that attitude be what is present in his home than anything else in the world he does. It will cause your mate not to respect you. Nobody respects a doormat. Nobody respects somebody that lies ready to walk over. And God didn't tell us that's the way we're going to be acting in our marriage. As a matter of fact, when he taught us how to love, he said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the husband is to love the wife as he loves himself. And if I let somebody treat me that way, I really don't even have a good, healthy self-love that will help me to love others in return. Now, I said that to say there are some times where the hostilities in a home get so bad that people have no choice but to live apart. And there's going to be some judgment decisions that have to be made whether we're talking in some degree about legal separation versus divorce or whatever. But in those kind of cases, when there's that kind of a hostility that is there, they may have to end up living separate. But it would all be good if they could not live together as man and wife in a way that they could serve God in that kind of relationship. And so the determining cause, it seems to me, of when a divorce can occur is, are you doing it in order to serve the Lord first? Are you doing it because you cannot serve the Lord in that capacity? You see, it's a far cry difference to say, I have this obligation to these children, and they're not being able to be raised in a godly home and a good environment in this marriage, and I've got to get them away from all the filth and ungodliness and create an environment where they can be trained in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There is a lot of difference between that and somebody says, I just don't love him anymore. And I'm going to go out because I deserve to be happy. One of them, you could see, would be for the kingdom of heaven's son. And the other one would be the selfish pursuit of an elusive happiness that may never be found. Well,